Hello. How are you? I'm glad to hear. Me? Oh, I'm doing well. I'm fine. But to be honest, when I asked you if I could come over, I didn't really think you'd say yes. Right, and I'm so thankful for that. You are definitely a great friend. I even bought you some coffee. Some nice Tim Hortons. I'm pretty sure you would enjoy that. Well, I figured since I'm the guest, I might as well bring something for us to both enjoy. Yes, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Let me get that. Oh, thanks for letting me in. No one's home with you right now, right? Oh, right. You live alone. Silly old me. I love what you've done with the place. You have a great eye for interior design. You play a lot of Sims? Oh, that's funny. Did you learn your architecture through Minecraft as well? I'm just playing around. Come on, I'm your bestie. We've known each other since what? Freaking freshman year. You were my seatmate, remember? I'd always throw like those paper balls at you. I got bored. I'm sorry. I just got bored. That's just how I work. I promise I won't throw any more paper balls at you today. Unlike you, I have matured. No, I'm joking again. I'm just kidding around. Come on. Of course you've matured. I think you've matured more than I have, actually. If I'm being completely honest, I definitely think you've matured more than I have. Well, yeah, maybe except in your love life. How is that going, by the way? Oh, not so well. But how about that dating app? How's that going? They send you what? Okay, that's very indecent. Men are so... Ugh. What a bunch of jerks. It's just so disgusting and pathetic. People should know better. Hmm? Why did I come over today? Okay. I have to tell you something, okay? And it's going to be a little bit weird and might be out of hand, but promise me that you won't run away. I don't mean to scare you. Trust me, I just need to explain myself, alright? Alright. I trust you. This is why you're my best friend. Okay. So I have a problem that's been plaguing me for the rest of my life now. Ever since I was little, this curse has been haunting me. I don't exactly hate it, but I don't exactly embrace it either. What am I talking about? It's fairly difficult to explain. So I'll just show you myself. Okay, just stand back, and please don't run. Things are going to start getting a little bit weird, but I need you to trust me, okay? Okay. All right, stand back. Do you see it now? My wings, my horns. I am an incubus, a demon that feeds off love and lust. Don't be frightened. I'm still the same old guy. With a few infernal problems. My mother, she was a demon. And my father, well, as humans do, he fell in love. And now I'm like this. I feed off of people's sexual energies. The ecstatic feeling when we finally hit our peak. And as of right now, I am quite famished. I starve and crave for love. And when my victims finally fall asleep, their dreams become my world. I become the architect of their slumber. They're just so adorable when they're asleep. So vulnerable. Tell me, what is your deepest, darkest desire? And don't worry, I'm not going to force you into anything. I wouldn't do that to you. So everything from now on will be your choice. I am simply going to give you a proposition. Because I know you've been very, very lonely. All of those days when it's just you, wishing for someone, craving the sense of touch. You've been my best friend for such a long time, and I would really, really love to feed off of you. I'm so hungry, and my cravings grow and grow. I haven't been fed in a long time, and I feel as though I am getting weaker and weaker. So I'm asking you, won't you be the person I feed off of? There's no person I trust more. And I can make all of your troubles go away. All you have to do is close your eyes and let me take over your dreams. You don't have to be lonely anymore. You don't have to feel unwanted, unloved. You'll receive everything that you desire. Because I know you. You're a very gorgeous person, very hardworking, and very responsible. It's just that you can't catch a break or two when it comes to love, can you? But I am the answer to all of those problems. I know it's weird. You're your best friend suddenly an incubus. And I understand if you decline completely. But if you would wish, just go to the bedroom right now and go to sleep. Yes, I will be sucking the love energy out of you. But it's not going to hurt a bit. It's not going to kill you at all. It shall leave you satisfied. I would do nothing to harm you, I promise that. Unless, of course, you want me to. I won't create anything that will hurt you. You have to give in to me. You're going to be mine, and mine only. Huh? When will I come back to my normal self? Well, I can honestly do that at any time, but something tells me that you don't want me to turn back. Something tells me that you want your desires to be fulfilled. Something tells me you want me to stay like this, and you want me to take control over you. Don't you? Yeah, I can see it in your eyes. So adorable. You always had the prettiest eyes. I've always noticed that since we were young. And your body. Oh, do I want your body. Wouldn't it be romantic if it were just us? Just you and me. So, what do you say to my proposition? You fall asleep, I feed on you, and in the end, maybe we could become a couple? I think I'd make a good boyfriend. You accept? Wonderful. You are absolutely just precious. My little precious. Okay, Buttercup, how about you go to your bed and you go fall asleep? sweet little thing. And you can see me into your dreams.